Tonight's Shir Simon Reish Samach Aleph Seif Beis. Yesh Oymim, some say, Shetzorach Lohoysif Mechol Ala Kodesh, that it's necessary Erev Shabbos to add from Erev Shabbos onto the Kedush of Shabbos. Uzman Tosefes Zeh Hu Mitchilas Hashkia, and the time for this addition begins with the sunset, Shein HaShemesh Niris Ala Oretz, when the sun dips beneath the horizon, Azman ben Hashmashos, until twilight. That is the time frame of adding on to Shabbos. Vazman hazeh, this time period, shehu, shlosha milin urvia, is 3 mil and a quarter. We said earlier that a mil is 18 minutes. So this is 58 and a half minutes after sunset. So during that time, rotz la'asos u'kulo tosefes, so you're going to make the whole thing in addition to Shabbos, you can. Rotz la'asos imen and mix asos, you're going to do some of it, you can. As long as we had something, part of the day that is not yet Ben Hashmasha, so it's Vada Yom, it's certainly day, it's not yet twilight, of the weekday onto the Kedusha. Vishir Zman Ben Hashmasha, Sua, now the time beyond this, when is the actual twilight, how does the twilight last? Shloshes Revimil, 3/4 mil. Shumahalach Elef Vechamesh Meos Amah, the time it takes to walk 1500 Amah. Before nightfall. So he said that's 13 and a half minutes after this time when you can make Tosefes Shabbos. Says, if you want to make Shabbos even earlier than this, you want to make Shabbos from Plaga Mincha, you can do that. So even though the Mechab makes it sound like the earliest time you could add to Shabbos is from when the sun dips beneath the horizon, the Ramah says, no, you can even Mekal Shas before that from Plaga Mincha. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Yutes. Shetzarech lohoysef, yesh oimim, there are those who say that one must add from Chol al HaKodesh. Mishnah Berurah says, Beim Hikinisa so, ubeim Bitzia so. This is when Shabbos begins and when Shabbos ends. Kedeisa lekamon, besim reish sadi gimel, sif alf, ayin sham, as we learn later in Simon reish sadi gimel, sif alf. This time frame that you add is not something that carries a loisa say, it doesn't carry the penalty of kares, ki a mitzvah essay min a Torah, but it is a mitzvah essay from the Torah to add on to Shabbos.
So who doesn't agree?
So if you take a look in Ber Halacha, Yesh Oyim Shetzarech. Ber Halacha, Yesh Oyim Shetzarech says, why does it say Yesh Oyim? Some say, Noktu b'loshon Yesh Oyim. Why does Mechaber say Yesh Oyim? Because the Rambam disagrees, as is clarified by Yosef, we look in the Vilna Goyen's commentary, he holds like the Rambam. So the Eli Rabba says, in Yindina, we hold like the Yesh Omen. Because all the Rishonim hold this way. Brings like this Yesh Omen. But that's why the Mechaber picks the Lashon Yesh Omen. It's basically covered for the Rambam. Mishnah Berurah continues. V'yafinan b'gemar Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes. We learn in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes. The idea of adding on to the Kodesh. Midichsiv b'yom kippurim. Because the Pasuk says b'yom kippur. V'inisem es nafsho seichem b'tishu l'chodesh b'orev. Me'erev ar erev tishpetu shabbatchem. The Pasuk says that you have to suffer the afflictions on the ninth of the month in the evening, from evening to evening, you have to keep your Shabbos. For Aminan, so the Gemara says, what does that mean? Yochel b'tishah mis'anin? Does that mean you're fasting on the ninth of Tishrei? Tamalon b'erev? No, the pasuk says b'arev, in the evening. Iberev, if it's the evening, yochel m'shatashach, that should mean when it's dark out, when it says g'chovim. Tamalon b'tishah, no, it says b'tishah. Hakei said, how do you reconcile this apparent contradiction? Maschel u'mis'aneh mi b'odyom. You begin the tainis, you begin to fast before the day is over. To add from the weekday onto the Kodesh, onto the holy day. Vegam b'tziyoso mosif, also b'tziyoso mosif, he has to add on to the end of the day. Midichsiv, because the pasuk says, may erev ad erev. Umidichsiv tishpetu shabbatchem yafinon, and the fact that it writes, you'll keep your Shabbos, we learn, the Kalmok of Shnei Meshavois, Anytime we have a mitzvah of Shavuos, kamo Shabbos, Yontif, gam ken tzerich lehoisif v'lishos mimalocha, you also have to add from the weekday on to Shabbos and Yontif, and stop doing malocha before the day begins, before the day of Shabbos begins, before the day of Yontif begins. Uzman tosefes hu al karcha koydim b'nei shmasha, so the time that we're going to add has to be before twilight. The b'nei shmasha hu safek shemu laila, because once you get to twilight, it's already a doubt, a question, if it's night. V'chayev aleh oshem tol, if someone did malocha during b'nei shmasha, there'd be a Karban Hashem Tolu he'd have to bring. We don't need a pasuk to tell me that during that time frame you can't do malacha. So the chiddush is that even before banish mashas you have to add from chol to the kodesh. Sifkon chaf. The Mechaber says, what is the period of Tosefes? What are we adding on to the kedusha? Mitchilas hashkia, from the beginning of sunset. Hudasa benutam v'siyah. So this is the view of a benutam and those who hold like him. The Svirlu, they hold the Shtei Shkios Hain. There are two sunsets. Mitchila Nechse Sacham Me'einenu V'Shakas. First, the sun goes beneath the horizon, we can't see it. V'anikra Techilas Hashkia, that's called the beginning of the sunset. V'shoya Kedei Shlosho Milin Urviya Mil V'idayin Yomu. This goes on for the next 3 1/4 mil, which is 58.5 minutes. And it's still daytime. From that point and onward, maschil hashkia shniyah. That's when you begin the second shkia, the second setting. At that point, the light of the sun is really gone. You can't see the light of the sun. It's called the end of the shkia. That lasts for 3/4 of a mil. The time it takes to walk 1500 amo. For who banish marshes, that is twilight. And when that is over, 72 minutes after the sun dipped beneath the horizon, that's when 3 medium stars emerge, and that's a sign of night. Comes out according to this view, from the time the sun dips beneath the horizon, the beginning of Shkia, until the stars are out, he abas milin. It's a full 4 mil, 72 minutes. La'ayim asher kasalim b'samuch. Look at what we write nearby. Da'harbe poiskim cholken alzeh. Many poiskim disagree with this. Usfilhu they hold. De'miyad sheniskaseh hachama me'enenu. That as soon as the sun is no longer visible, it goes under the horizon. Already then, hu banish marshals. That's already considered twilight. Shu sveik yon, sveik laila. At that point, we already are in doubt if it's day or night. Mr. Brewer says, Kalan Chaf Aleph. So this time frame, from the time the sun dips beneath the horizon up until Ben Hashmashos, you could make the whole thing to Sefer Shabbos, or partially. How do you make it to Sefer Shabbos? Hainu Ayde Dibor. This is by speaking it out. Shumakavlov L'Shem to Sefer Shabbos, that you say, I'm accepting this time as to Sefer Shabbos. All idea, Amiris Baruch, it also works just to answer Baruch, because the Kalman Sifdal, like we'll say in Sifdal. V'mahani l'zeh kabbalah believe. Now, whether or not you can just accept in your heart, in your mind, ayin l'kalman b'simen tuf reish chesif gilm baga, or Mishnah Berusham, look later in simen tuf reish chesif Yom Kippur, in the Ramah over there. The Ramah writes that kabbalah's tainus believe is not a kabbalah. If you look into Reish Samach Gimel Sif Yud, the minhagenu shoisha madlekes neir for Shabbos, he mekabel Shabbos behalakot zu. Our meaning is that when a woman lights candles, she's mekabel and she lights. So even though we're saying that for Tosefes Shabbos you have to expressly say you're being mekabel Shabbos, when a woman lights candles, that's as if she said it. And when a man answers Baruch and Shul, that's the equivalent. The notes bring that when a person is mechuyev in Tosefes Shabbos, it is chal me'eleho, even without a kabbalah. It's only the additional Tosefes that is not al pidin yushu mekabel. And he says the chayad demaritz is a big mistake people make to think until you say a mekabel Shabbos, you can do whatever malach you want. It's not true. There's a time when you have to accept Shabbos; it's automatic. The additional, he says, the add-on, that's when it goes by what you say. Sivkan chaf beis eizes man. So you should accept upon himself Shabbos Ezes Man as any time that's certainly Yom and add from Chol al Kodesh. For those Sagi Behosafa culture, this can't be like a little nothing, a few seconds. El Shetzer Ketsasio, so you need a little more than that. Veshir Tosefis im Bein HaShmoshes B'yachad Oli Kemat Chatzi Shoh. The time of Tosefis Shabbos with the Bein HaShmoshes together is about a half hour. Vayim Be'er Locha, look in the Be'er Locha. So the Bein HaShmoshes is 13 and a half minutes. So he wants close to an 17 minute Tosefis Shabbos on top of that. Sifkon Chav Gimel, Shloshes Rivei Mil. Bein HaShmoshes is 3/4 of a mil. So it's about 15 minutes. Vehine. HaShulchan Aruch Hiske B'siv Zedasa Bein HaTam V'siyaso. The Shulchan Aruch in this paragraph is bringing the view of a Bein HaTam and those who hold like him. Aval Har B'mei HaRishonim Svir Luhu, but many Rishonim hold. V'gam HaGroi Hiske L'shita, some of the Vilna Gaon goes with those views. The Bein HaShmoshes Masel Tekef Achat Chilas HaShkiyah. The twilight actually begins immediately after the sun goes beneath the horizon, the beginning of the Shkiyah. When the sun is no longer visible. And then Bein HaShmoshes goes for the next 13 and a half minutes. And then right away, near that, comes out the three medium stars. That's already nighttime, midiraisa, for all things. Well, Fiza, according to this, Yeshli Zoya Ma'od, one must be very careful. Sholasus Malocha Acha Shaham and Eskasa Menenu. Not to any Malocha once the sun is no longer visible. Vafila Malachas Mitzvah, even for a mitzvah. Gagun Halokas Neiras, the Suda Shabbos, like lighting the candles for the Shabbos meal. Gamkin Yizoya Ma'od, Likmor Haglochasam, Kodin Shtishka Hacham, one should be very careful to finish lighting the candles before the sun sets. Afterwards, it could be Bein HaShmoshes according to these shitas. Look back where we were in Sifkon Vov. L'chadchila, one should not wait to the last moment. They should actually light candles when the sun is still at the treetops, as we'll say later. If a person is strict on himself and stops doing malacha a half hour or at least 20 minutes before sunset, ashrei loy. So that person is fortunate and praiseworthy. Do yoytze b'zei yidei shitz kol rishonim, because by doing that, you're yoytze all the rishonim. The Sharatzim points out even the shita of Rabbein Eliezer Mimitz, who holds that this Bein HaShmoshes is before the sunset. So that's why we want to light candles 20 minutes, 18 minutes before sunset. Well, the Inyan Matzei Shabbos, as far as when Shabbos is over, Ayin Be'er Locha Shebi Arna B'Shem Poskim, look in Be'er Locha, we clarify in the name of the Poskim, to the Kliyal Mahashir the Shoshis Rivei Mil Mishtan Lef Yezmav HaMokom. You can't just say 13 and a half minutes after sunset, I could do Malocha. It really depends on time of year, and place in the world. The Gemara only said this in context of Bavel, Ubizman Nisan v'Tishrei, dealing with mid Nisan and Tishrei, Shayam v'Aleishavim, when the days and nights are equal length. Ubimakamoseinu, where we live, Shenoit Tzad Safin Olam, we're in the northern part of the world, Misarech Harbayos, it's much longer than that. Therefore, one should be very careful not to do malachim at Shabbos. Even though a lot of time has passed after sunset, until you can see three small stars, as we clarify later in Simon Reish Tzadik Gimel, Ayin Shem Mishnah Berurah Be'alocha. Look over there, Mishnah Berurah, and the Be'er Alocha. So Mishnah Berurah makes a point that even though the Mechaber brings Shitas of Bein HaTam, we should not rely on that, and we should go with the other Rishonim and the Goyim. But at the same time, when it comes to Matzei Shabbos, we shouldn't be so lenient. According to the Mechaber, Bein HaTam, you can't do Malacha Matzei Shabbos till 72 minutes after sunset. So you're telling me to be Machmir like the Vilna Gaon and everyone else, okay, so before 20 minutes before Shabbos, before sunset, after Mekabel Shabbos. So I should get a kula on Motzei Shabbos. So not so fast. Depends on where you live. Depends on the time of year. Depends on the time. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Chav Dalet. Koidim Halayla. So Benesh Moshos is 3/4 of a mil before Seiz Gachavim. Laila Nikrim in Ater L'chol Davar. When we refer to night in the Torah for all issues that need night, it's when you see 3 stars. Really, the halacha is benini. The reason we want small is because we're afraid you'll think that benini are benini when they're actually gedolim. So that's what we want katana. Now the Ramah adds, don't think from the Mechaber you can only mekabel Shabbos after sunset for the next 58 minutes. You can mekabel Shabbos and plaga mincha. Mr. Burr explains, Rishus b'yado, it's your right to make Shabbos early, v'nasa b'siyas malacha, and at that point on, you can't do malacha. Kivalov ha-Shabbos k'odim ha-mincha, but if you accept the Shabbos before the plague, in b'kabbalosa klum, then the kabbalah is not a kabbalah at all. What is plaga mincha? Plaga mincha nikra shor v'ya k'odim ha-erev. Plaga mincha is an hour and a quarter before night. V'ayin le'el v'sinu reish tam ha-gimel du shor z'mani. As we explained, the sinu reish tam ha-gimel, this refers to shor z'mani. So what's shor z'mani? It's the haina meaning. Bein shayom aroch o katzer, whether the day is long or short. Mischalek li'ud beis chalokim. We divide the day into 12 pieces. V'chelek u'revi'a k'odim ha-erev hu plaga mincha. So this piece and a quarter before nightfall is plaga mincha. So it's an hour and a quarter of shor z'mani. Gam kasav lusham, when we wrote over there, there is a machlekes. Im shor revi'a hazo, if this hour and a quarter, who koydim hashkiyas that go back before from the sunset back, or is it before tzitzis kachavim? Arkein l'inyanenu, so in our context, b'di'eved im kiyul atzlo shem tosefes shavas at shor revi'a shakonshki hashkiya, if b'di'eved he accepted from himself to add on to Shabbos from an hour and a quarter zmanis before shkiya. The reason why he says b'di'eved is because, according to the other shita, that you go by tzitzis kachavim, it's before the plague. So this is why some people don't like the idea of making early Shabbos. Now, there happens to be a fascinating problem that the Be'er Halacha points out. The Mechaber says, the earliest time to mekabel Shabbos is sunset. The Ramah says, no, you can mekabel plaga mincha. Look at Be'er Halacha lahakdim. If you look later in Tofnon Tes, it's clear the Mechaber holds that we calculate the hours of the day from dawn to dusk. So Plaga Mincha is actually an hour and a quarter of Zmanius starting back from Tzitz Gachavim. Im Kain, if so, Ein ben divrei haramah lahakodem rachelik esimin hashah. Then what the Ramah is adding on the Mechaber is a matter of 3 minutes. Darba milin hen shah v'chaymesh v'das mechavesham. 4 mil is an hour and a chaymesh. What's 4 mil? 72 minutes. U'plaga mincha alayla hushorafiyah. And plaga mincha until it says chavim is an hour and a quarter. V'yadua, d'revia, yesu, ala chamish, d'v'chelech shisim. So what's the difference between a quarter of that hour and a fifth of the hour? It's 15 minutes versus 12 minutes. So he writes, achach matzasi b'levush, and reis amazash shehel b'chol zed, l'levush takos oimen of this, v'ayin tzum shedaita b'em, eshe b'lag amichu shor avi akam shkia. It's got to be a four shkia. If the Ramah is telling you this din of adding on with the Mechaber, he's not adding on 3 minutes. He's adding on the full hour and a quarter before sunset. That's the Chiddush. Mechaber is saying go by sunset beyond. He's saying go before sunset too. That's the Machlokes. But if you go from Tzeis Gachavim, it's almost a minute nafkamina between the two shitas.